It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有。说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
等那完全的来到，这有限的就必。必归于无有了。
But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了，我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am known, as I am fully known.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样。其中最大的是爱。
But now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
读提摩太前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱。这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere hope.
我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our passage, Bible reading. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
实在是你怜悯了我们。
It is your grace upon us.
是你拣选了我们。
It is you who selected us.
让我们今天可以侍立在你的面前。
That today we may be before you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你常将我们藏在你爱的深处。
You hide us in the depth of your love.
你常将你的圣手来遮蔽我们。
You cover us with your hands.
早晨你再来这里来遇见我们。
This morning, come and meet us here.
你再来向我们的心里说话。
Speak to our hearts.
来将你的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Pour your love into our hearts.
让我们都深深地藏在你的爱中。
That we may hide deeply in your love.
让我们都被带进你爱的深处。
That we may be brought to the depth of your love.
愿你启示的灵降临在我们的当中。
May your spirit of revelation descend upon us.
让你的爱再一次开启在我们的里面。
May your love be revealed in us.
好让我们全人都被你的爱所融化。
That our whole being may be melted by your love.
让我们也都起来爱我们的主。
That we may rise up and love our Lord.
主早晨我们恭敬地来仰望你。
This morning we come humbly before you.
你用你的同在覆庇我们。
Cover us with your presence.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我想当我们读完圣经的时候，我们都晓得今天所要交通的题目。
I think after we read the scripture, we all understand what the topic of today's message is going to be.
我们今天所交通的是最难的一个题目。
The topic we're going to talk about today is one of the most difficult topics.
也是一个最基本的题目。
Yet it is one of the most basic principles.
就是爱。
And that is love.
哥林多前书十三章这里告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us.
说如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
In verse 13 says, Now these three things, three remain, faith, hope, and love.
这三样其中最大的 就是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
在过去的一段时间的里面
in the time before this,
弟兄们跟我们特别交通到很多关于信的方面。
Our brothers have been sharing with us many things about faith.
我们也交通到望的一面。
And we've also talked about hope.
我想我们不能不交通爱的这一方面。
So I think we cannot not talk about love.
因为爱实在是最大的。
Because love is the greatest.
爱是存到永恒的。
Love never fails.
爱它乃是神的本性。
Love is the character of God.
你可以说神是信实的神。
You can say God is a faithful God.
可神是盼望的神。
You can say God is a God of hope.
你也可以说神是爱的神。
And you can say that God is a God of love.
但是圣经却没有告诉我们神就是信。
But the Bible did not, never told us that God is faith.
圣经也没有告诉我们神就是望。
And it does not say that God is hope.
但圣经却明明地告诉我们说神就是爱。
But the Bible clearly states that God is love.
我想爱实在是非常重要的。
And I believe that love is very important.
但是我们知道爱它不是一个道理。
But we know that love, it is not a theory.
虽然爱它不是一个道理。
Even though it's not a principle.
但是爱这件事是最需要被提醒的。
But this love, we need to be reminded of.
如果我们在主面前蒙了一点恩典。
If we have received grace from God,
我们愿意这一生都活在爱的里面。
If we want to live our whole life in His love,
我们愿意走爱的道路。
If we want to walk in the way of love,
你发现我们里面实在是没有爱。
You'll find that we have no love inside.
一个人越是愿意服在主的手下，
A person who wants to live under the hand of God,
一个人越是活在爱的里面，
A person who lives in love,
他越发现他在爱上的亏欠。
The more he realizes how much he lacks in love.
所以他实在是需要在这件事上被提醒。
And he truly needs to be reminded in this topic.
如果我们不常常活在爱中，
If we do not often live in love,
我们不愿意走爱的道路，
If we do not want to walk in the way of love,
有的时候我们觉得自己都是蛮有爱的，
Then we will think that we're pretty much a loving person.
如果我们觉得自己里面很有爱，
If you feel that you have a lot of love inside of you,
我觉得我们更需要在爱这件事上被提醒。
We need to be reminded of love even more.
爱是我们每一个人都需要被提醒的。
Love is something that we all need to be reminded of.
在提摩太前书第一章第五节告诉我们。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 it tells us.
这个命令的总归啊，就是爱。
Says the goal of this command is love. Of the command.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
如果我顺服主的命令。
Says if we obey God's command.
如果我常常顺服主的命令，
If we obey God's command often,
你发现这个人他就活在爱的里面。
And you'll find that this person actually lives in love.
你发现那个结果就是在爱的里面。
And you'll find that his fruits are to live in love.
那个结局就是在爱的里面。
The result is that he lives in love.
所以爱这件事是一个很好的一个 checkpoint, 一个检验。
So love is a very good check or a test.
我们在去年一年中，我们到底有没有顺服主的经历？
In this past year, have we experienced our obedience to God?
看看我们里面的爱是不是是长新的？
Is our
fresh?
Oh, okay. Is our love for God fresh?
是不是我们里面的爱是常常被更新的？
Is our love for God often renewed?
如果我们里面向着主的爱是被更新的，
If our love is renewed for God,
我们知道我们实在是有顺服主的经历，
Then we know that we must have the experience of obeying God.
所以我们觉得在这一年的开始的时候，
I believe that in the beginning of this new year,
我们需要回到爱这个根基上，
We need to come back to the foundation of love.
一面我们回顾过去的一年，
On one side, we look back on the past year.
一面我们盼望我们今年从爱这个根基，从这个出发点，我们来出发。
On the other side, let us start from the point of love.
当我们从爱这个起点出发的时候，
When we start from love,
我们相信神在许多方面都要来祝福我们。
I believe that God will bless us in many aspects.
圣经告诉我们说，爱是联络全德的。
In the Bible, it tells us Love is what binds all these virtues together.
所以我们盼望早晨我们在一同主的面在主的面前来思想爱这件事。
So in this morning when we consider love together,
我们今天早晨重点所要看的圣经是在哥林多前书第十三章。
The passage that we'll focus on today is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这里面他告诉我们说，如果我要能说万人的方言并天使的言语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一样。
Says here, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong.
我若有先知讲道之能，也能明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并全备的信，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
如果我将我所有的都变卖周济穷人，但我却没有爱。我就什么都不是。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us here?
这里告诉我们爱是非常非常伟大的。
It tells us here that love is great.
任何的事物和爱一比就变成了无有。
Anything compared to, in comparison to love becomes nothing.
无论在人的眼中是多么可羡慕的。
Whether how much men admire these things,
无论在人的眼中是多么宝贵的,
no matter how precious they may appear before men,
无论在人的眼中是多么伟大的,
no matter how great it appears in
before men, 当它和爱一比的时候, 它就成了无有。
In comparison to love, it becomes nothing.
在第一节这里告诉我们许多奇妙的经历。
In verse 1, it tells us here many wondrous experiences.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后
When we are redeemed and we are saved,
有的时候我们实在是盼望有些奇妙的经历
We often hope for some wondrous experiences.
那实在是太好了
That would be so great.
但是这里面告诉我们当它和爱一比的时候
But it tells us here that when in comparison to love,
这些奇妙的经历就成了无有
These miraculous experiences become nothing.
就成了鸣的锣响的钹一样
They become resounding gongs and clanging cymbals.
后面他告诉我们那些羡慕人的恩，让人羡慕的恩赐。
And then it tells us these gifts that men admire.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕吗
？Do you admire these?
我羡慕。
I admire. I desire.
可以移山。
I have faith to move mountains.
哎呀，我的信能够移山。
If my faith can move mountains.
我想每个人都羡慕这样的信心，对不对
？I believe everyone desires this kind of faith.
有先知讲道之能。
To have the gift of prophecy,
明白各样的奥秘,
to understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, this would be great.
但是当他和爱一比的时候,
But in comparison to love,
他就成了无有,
they become nothing.
后面第三节告诉我们一个很高的品德。
Verse 3, it tells us here a high moral character, a moral standard.
这里说的人呢是非常大方的一种人。
This person is very generous.
不是一种很小气的。
It is not someone who's stingy.
你跟他在一起，你都很舒服的。
When you're with this person, you're very comfortable.
哦，他常常可以把一切都给你的。
He'll give you everything.
但是这里说，当和爱一比
，But here
就是最好的这种的道德也成了无有。
But here it tells us, in comparison to love, even the greatest morality becomes nothing.
所以这里面告诉我们一件事。
Here it tells us one thing.
任何的事物，如果它和爱如果分开了
，anything if it is separated from love，
它就成了无有。
It becomes nothing.
但任何的事物如果和爱连在一起
，but if anything it is connected to love，
它就有价值。
It has value.
它就宝贝。
It becomes precious.
比如像知识。
For example, knowledge.
如果知识和爱是分开的
，if knowledge and love is separated，
只能叫人自高自大。
It can only cause men to be boastful.
但是知识和爱连在一起的时候
But when knowledge and love is combined,
在腓立比书第一章特别告诉我们
In Philippians chapter 1 it tells us,
叫你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多
Says that your knowledge may increase in love.
所以爱是一切事物的那个分量
It is, so love, it is the weight of all things.
一切事物它有没有分量
Everything, whether it has weight or not,
完全看它是不是和爱连接在一起。
It depends on whether it's connected to love.
所以爱是非常非常伟大的。
So love is so great, it's very great.
它伟大到一个地步。
It's great to a point.
没有一件事物可以使它减少。
There is nothing that can cause it to be decreased.
当我们的主耶稣基督来到地上的时候。
When our Lord Jesus came onto this earth.
我们知道他就是那位神的儿子。
We know that he is the Son of God.
他就是基督。
He is the Christ.
他是永远的。
He is eternal.
他从永远到永远都是伟大的。
From eternity to eternity, he is great.
在永世的里面。
In all eternity.
在时间开始以前。
Before the beginning of time.
我们的主耶稣基督他乃是与父同在的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was with the Father.
他满了荣耀尊贵权柄能力。
He is full of glory, honor, power, and wisdom.
他实在是那样的荣耀。
He was glorious.
他是那样的伟大。
He was great.
但是当我们的主来到地上的时候
But when our Lord came to this earth
他把他的尊贵荣耀权柄能力全都放下
He put down all his glory and honor and power
但是当我们主来到地上的时候他仍然是伟大
Yet when he came on this earth he remained great
因为他是爱的本身
Because he is love
那是爱成了肉身
He is love manifested in the flesh
是爱来到了地上
He is loveThat descended on this earth.
就是他为我们舍弃了一切的时候，他还是伟大的。
When he had given up everything for us,
甚至他为我们钉死在十字架上的时候，他仍然是伟大的。
Even when he was nailed to the cross, he was still great.
因为圣经上明明这样告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
为一人死是少有的。
A person who dies for a righteous man.
或者有敢做的。
It is rarely heard of.
唯有基督在我们做还在做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
It is only Christ, while we are still sinners, died for us, and the love of God was revealed in this.
虽然我们的主他为我们舍弃了一切。
Even though our Lord, he gave up, sacrificed everything for us.
他虽然贫穷到一个地步，他为我们降生在马槽的里面。
He was so poor to a point for us that he was born in a manger.
他仍然是伟大的。
Yet he remained to be great. He remained.
爱是不能被任何的事物所减少的。
Love cannot be diminished by anything.
因为爱实在是太伟大了。
Because love is great.
当我们的主从死里复活以后。
When our Lord was resurrected.
他升到了天上。
And he ascended into heaven.
他是何等的荣耀。
He had so much glory.
他重新享受与父同在的荣耀。
He once again experienced the glory of being with the Father.
他得到了尊贵荣耀权柄能力。
He received glory and honor and power.
丰富一切都是他的
All the fullness was in him
当我们的主升天的时候
And when our Lord ascended
当我们的主坐在宝座上的时候
When he was sitting on the throne
我们知道他是伟大的
We know that he is great
但是他在那个宝座上的伟大
But the greatness of him in the throne
不是因着他得到了这些尊贵荣耀权柄
It was not because he received the glory and honor and power
乃是因着他的爱没有改变
It is because his love did not change.
他的爱没有减少。
His love was not diminished.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个人的爱哈。
A person's love.
当他升高的时候，那是最大的考验。
When a person ascends into a higher position, that is the greatest test of his love.
很多的时候，当我们在苦难的里面。
Many times when we are in suffering.
当我们在贫穷的时候。
When we are poor.
我们里面倒是蛮有爱的。
We are full of love.
但有一天神把我们升高了一点。
But one day when the Lord lifts us up a little bit,
你发现我们的爱就减少。
Our love, you'll find that our love diminishes.
有一个姊妹她是这样的讲。
One sister, she said it like this.
在她的钱包里那个时候只有一个县令那么多。
Oh, okay. In her purse, she only had one shilling.
但是她向着主的爱却好像一袋金币一样。
But her love to God is like a bag full of gold.
但是后来她的钱包里充满了金币的时候
But when her purse was full of gold coins,
她说她向着主的爱可怜到一个地步连一个县令都不到
Says her love for God was so impoverished to a point that it's not even worth a shilling.
弟兄姊妹升高对于一个人的爱是最大的考验
So our ascension to a higher position it is the greatest test of our love.
有的时候主真的怜悯了我们
But the Lord has mercy on us.
他的怜悯临到了我们的身上。
When His mercy came upon us.
他使我们在属灵上有了一点的得着。
When we grow a little bit in our spirit.
让我们在属灵有了一点的看见。
That we see a little bit more spiritually.
我们 的爱，我们对弟兄姊妹的爱有没有改变？
Has our love changed for our brothers and sisters?
圣经上告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
当我们的主升到宝座上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus ascended to the throne,
他称我们为弟兄不以为耻。
He called us brothers without shame.
我觉得这是何等大的爱。
I believe this is a great love.
他称我们为弟兄不以为耻。
He was not ashamed to call us his brothers.
今天如果我们被升高了，
If today we have been ascended,
你觉得你称你的弟兄为弟兄为耻吗？
Do you believe that you would be ashamed to call your brothers brothers?
你还愿意站在你弟兄的旁边吗？
Will you still be willing to stand by your brothers?
你还愿意扶持你的弟兄吗？
Will you be willing to support your brothers?
弟兄姊妹，爱是非常伟大的。
Love is great.
没有一件人事物能够使爱减少。
There is nothing that can cause love to be diminished.
不仅一件没有一件事物使它减少。
Not only can nothing diminish love.
也没有一件事物能够使它爱增加。
There's nothing that can cause love to increase.
爱是不需要伟大做背景的。
Love does not need greatness to be the background.
爱是不需要这些伟大的恩赐在那里撑腰的。
Love does not need these gifts.To support it.
爱是不需要千万的金银做后盾的。
Love does not require all the wealth to support it.
爱太伟大了。
Love is truly the greatest.
弟兄姊妹，爱伟大到一个地步。
Love is great to a point.
它实在不需要任何伟大的事物在为它做背景。
It does not require anything great to.
它不需要伟大的头衔。
To support it.
今天如果你要想出去这个给一个。给一个课程的话，
If you want to go and give a lesson,
你需要一个伟大的头衔的。
You need a good title.
但是爱是不需要的。
But love does not need that.
爱是不需要万人的方言在那里支持的。
Love does not require the tongues of man to support it.
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
When our Lord came into this world,
我真的相信只有我们的主他懂得万人的方言。
I believe that only he understands all the tongues of men.
只有我们的主他真的明白天使的言语。
Only he understood all the tongues of angels.
但他来到这个地上的时候，
But when he came into this world,
他只讲一种的语言。
He only spoke one language.
他只讲亚兰语。
He only spoke Aramaic.
当圣经里说到他讲到希伯来话的时候，
When it talks about when he spoke in Hebrew,
圣经上说他翻出来就是什么意思，
And it would translate it into explaining what the meaning is.
为什么他不需要万人的方言在那里支持他？
Why does he not need all the tongues of men to support him?
因为爱本身呢就是最奇妙的言语。
Because love in itself is the most wonderful language.
万人的方言讲不通的地方，
What you cannot speak with tongues of men,
你用爱能够讲得通。
You can communicate through love.
爱哈，实在说来是人与人之间最奇妙的沟通。
Love truly is the most wonderful communication between men.
哪里有爱，哪里就有沟通。
Wherever there is love, there is true communication.
你就是言语不通都没有关系的。
Even if you cannot speak to each other in your language.
你说当两个人相爱的时候，
When two people are in love,
一个人可以完全不懂中文的，
One person cannot completely not understand Chinese,
一人可以完全不懂的英文的，
Another person can completely not understand English,
但他们可以在爱里面沟通得很好，
But in love they can communicate and connect,
一点难处都没有，
and have not any difficulties,
但当爱被破坏的时候，
But when love is damaged,
你就是像天使的言语你也沟不通的。
When love is lost, even if you use the language of the angels, you cannot communicate with each other.
弟兄姊妹，在家庭里面是不是这样？
Brothers and sisters, is it this way in your family?
当爱失去的时候，
When love is lost,
你发现很别扭。
You just feel very uncomfortable and awkward.
你觉得别扭。
You'll find it's awkward.
发现怎么讲都讲不通的。
No matter what you do, you cannot
communicate. 一点点的小事情。
Even little things.
就是讲不通啊。
You just can't communicate it.
弟兄姊妹，没有爱的地方都是讲不通的地方。
Wherever there is no love, you cannot communicate.
对错是非是没有爱的。
Right and wrong, there is no love in right and wrong.
所以在对错是非里面，你没有办法沟通的。
When you only talk about right and wrong, there's no way you can communicate.
道理是没有爱的。
There's no love in principles.
这个体doctrines.
Oh, doctrines. There's no love in doctrines. If you're only talking about doctrine,
你总是沟不通的。
There's no way you can connect with the other person.
弟兄姊妹，如果在家庭里面沟通出了问题，
if there's problems in your communication in your family,
我们需要回到爱这个根基上。
We need to come back to the point of love.
如果你跟你的孩子沟不通了，
if you cannot communicate with your children,
你知道一定是爱出了问题。
Definitely, you know that there is a problem in love.
如果在教会里出了问题，
If there are problems in the church,
如果在神的教会里沟不通了，
if there are communication problems in the church,
不是道理的问题，
it is not the issue of doctrine,
不是意向的问题，
it is not an issue of vision,
不是对错是非的问题，
it is not an issue of right and wrong,
乃是爱的问题，
it is the issue of love,
因为在爱里面就可以沟通，
because in love,You can communicate, you can have a connection.
爱就是人与人之间最奇妙的沟通。
It is, love is the most wonderful communication between man.
当然我们知道爱不仅是人和人之间的沟通。
And we know that love is not just the language between men.
爱也是人和神之间的沟通。
But it is the language between man and God.
很多的时候我们传讲福音。
Many times when we share the gospel,
朋友们他们说他们跟神沟不通啊。
Our friends, they just say they cannot connect with God.
我说你要去祷告。
I say you need to pray.
我祷告了很多次了。
And they say I prayed many times.
就是沟不通啊。
And there's just no connection.
弟兄姊妹，神和人之间只有一个沟通。
There is only one connection between man and God.
就是爱。
And that is love.
人今天不明白神的爱。
Today man does not understand God's love.
人今天常常误会神的爱。
Men often misunderstand God's
人今天常常怀疑神的爱。
And we're very suspicious of God's love.
人今天在爱以外想跟神沟通。
Many times we try to communicate with God outside of love.
很多的时候你发现我们真的沟不通了。
And we find that there is no connection.
这个从前有一个弟兄他做了这样一个见证。
There was a brother who gave this testimony.
当他在这个12岁13岁的时候，
When he was 12 or 13 years old,
他觉得他的父亲不够爱他。
He felt that his father did not love him.
他觉得太不自由了。
He felt there was no freedom.
他家里面很受限制。
He felt that he was restricted in his family.
他说他要自由。
He wants to be free.
所以他就出去做浪子。
And he went out and became a prodigal son.
他到处去游浪。
He went and walked.
可是有一天当他到18岁的时候，
He went and wandered all over the place, and one day when he was 18,
他生了一场非常严重的疾病。
He contracted this very serious disease.
他没有办法走路了。
He was not able to walk.
所以他不得不就这个回到了家里面。
He had no choice but to return home.
那个时候他的父亲年纪已经老迈。
At that time his father had already became elder in age.
身体有很多的疾病。
And his father had many problems, health problems.
但是他的父亲每天早上很早就爬起来。
Yet his father got up very early every morning.
就出去做工。
And went out to work.
每天晚上就带回几片面包给他们吃。
And in the evening, he would return home with a few pieces of bread.
这个浪子觉得非常难过。
And this prodigal son felt very sad.
他非常的后悔。
He had many regrets.
说我要知道的话，我宁愿死在外面，我也不愿意回来。
He felt if I knew this was the case, I would have rather died outside than to return home.
我真的不忍心看见我父亲这样拖着病的身体为我，好像在那里养活我。
I cannot bear to watch my father, with so many health problems, yet he had to labor to support me.
后来他的病稍微好了一点。
And later on, his disease had gotten better.
他就对他的父亲说。
And he said to his father,
说我要走了。
He says, I need to go.
当他刚刚能够下地的时候，他说我要走了。
As soon as he got on the ground and he said, I need to go.
他的父亲就跟他说。
And his father said to him,
你为什么要走？
Why do you go?
你为什么要走？
Why do you want to go?
我愿意养活你。
He says, I am willing to support you.
我们家如果有一片面包，这片面包是你的。
If we have one piece of slice of bread, that bread is yours.
家里如果有只有一片瓦，这片瓦就是你的。
Tile. Oh, if I have one piece of tile in our family house, this tile is yours.
说你为什么要走?
Why do you go?
说你身体还没有好。
Says you're not well yet.
他说我要走。
The son says I must go.
说因为我不忍心看见你这样来养活我。
Says I cannot bear to watch you do this for me.
所以他就往外走。
So he started out towards the door.
他的父亲就跟着他往外走。
And his father followed him.
他说孩子，我真的盼望我今天有钱。
And the father said to the son, son, I wish today I had money.
他说你父亲这一辈子没想发财。
He said your father had never ever wanted to be rich ever in his life.
爸爸今天真的想发一大笔财。
But today I wish I was rich.
只要我的儿子能够留在我的身边。
If only my son can remain by my side.
但是他就一直地往外走。
But the son continued towards the door.
他的父亲就一直地送他。
And his father followed him.
一直地送他。
And followed him.
他的父亲跟着，你为什么要离开家？
And the father said, why do you need to leave home?
也许哪一天人会帮助我们一下。
Maybe someday someone will help us.
但是他决意要离开他的父亲。
Yet the son was determined that he needed to leave his father.
那么他父亲就最后就跟他告别。
So the father said farewell to the son.
然后他发现他手里多了一样东西。
And the father held on to one thing.
发现这个儿子，他发现他手里多了一块钱，半块钱。
And the son had a piece of money in his hand.
他知道这半块钱意味着什么。
And he knows what this money meant.
那是他父亲所有的一切。
And that money was everything that his father had.
那一天，他明白他的父亲是何等的爱。
And that day, he understood how much his father loved him.
他才明白他的父亲是何等的爱他。
Only then did he understand how much his father loved him.
他心里面决定以后再也不做浪子。
From that day on, he decided that he will never be a prodigal son again.
他挣的头一块钱，他要寄给他的父亲。
The first piece of money he makes, he is going to send to his father.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
当我们看见耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候
，When we see Jesus Christ crucified on the cross，
神所有的爱都在了上面
，All of God，
神所有的一切都在了上面
，All of God's love was there， and all of everything that God had was right there。
但愿人今天不要再怀疑神的爱
，Let us not doubt God's love。
不要再误会神的爱
，Let us not misunderstand God's love。
来投靠在神爱的怀抱
，Let us race to God's embrace.
和神有最亲密的交通。
And to have intimate fellowship with God.
我们常常说我们在基督里是自由的。
We often say that we are free in Christ.
那个自由不是指的我们想做什么就做什么。
This freedom is not for us to do anything that we want to do.
那个自由是说的我们和神之间的交通是完全自由的。
That freedom is the freedom of communication.
在爱里面就是这样的自由。
In love, we have this freedom.
在爱里面，你就可以和每一个弟兄姊妹有自由的交通。
In love, we can have freedom to communicate and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
住在爱里的就是住在光明的里面。
If you live in love, you live in the light.
住在爱里的就没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得有时候来了一个生人，你怕不怕？
When somebody, brothers and sisters, when a newcomer comes, do you sometimes feel awkward?
你觉得你能不能和他沟通？
Do you feel fear? Can you communicate?
只要你去爱他。
If you love him,
你马上可以跟他沟通。
You can immediately talk to him.
有一次我看见我太太在和邻居在讲话。
One time I saw my wife speaking to the neighbors.
后来我就问她你们讲什么
？I asked her what were you guys talking about.
她说她也不知道她讲什么。
She said I don't know what we were talking about.
因为她说她讲这个英语。
Because the neighbor was speaking.
不，我太太讲英语。
My wife was speaking in English.
我的这个邻居呢，他是讲那个 Spanish， 讲那个西班牙话。
And our neighbor was speaking in Spanish.
但是他们好像在那里沟通的很好。
From far away, it looked like they were communicating very well.
因为我太太把一些的食物就给他们。
Because my wife had given some food to them.
我们的邻居信丢了，我们就把它送回去。
If their neighbor's mail was lost, we sent it back to them.
弟兄姊妹，爱是人和人之间最奇妙的沟通。
Love is truly the most wonderful communication between men.
爱实在是太伟大了。
Man, love is definitely.
爱不需要这个天使的言语。
Love truly is the greatest.
爱不需要万人的方言。
It does not require the tongues of angels or men.
活在爱里面，就活在自由的里面。
If you live in love, you live in freedom.
那么这里面爱不仅它不需要万人的方言。
Not only does love not require the tongues of men.
它也不需要那些令人羡慕的能力。
It does not require the gifts that men admire.
因为爱本身就是最奇妙的能力。
Love itself is the most wonderful power.
你知道这个人的能力啊，顶多能够征服你的思想。
The power of man can only at most conquer your thoughts.
先知讲道只能顶多征服你的思想。
The gift of prophecy can only change your thoughts.
人的暴力顶多征服你的身体。
The knowledge of man can only heal your body.
只有爱能够征服人的心。
Only love can conquer your heart.
所以我们有首诗歌非常的好。
There is a hymn that is very good.
那是310首。
It's hymn 310.
那里面说到，如果神用万听的雷轰来轰我。
Says, if thou has bid thy thunders to roll, and lightning splash to blast my soul, I still had stubborn.
但是当你的爱临到我的时候
but when love or mercy has my heart subdued,
爱就竟然征服了像我这样的人。
But mercy has my heart subdued.
弟兄姊妹，爱是何等奇妙的能力。
Love truly is the most wonderful power.
征服人的心呢？
It can conquer man's heart.
其他的能力都是征服的外面。
All other power can only conquer the outside.
只有神的能力，只有爱的能力能够征服我们的心。
Only the power of love can conquer our hearts.
那么，爱不仅是奇妙的沟通。
Love is not only the most wonderful communication.
爱不仅是奇妙的能力。
And it is not only just the most wonderful power.
爱也是人心中啊最奇妙的那个需要。
It is also the most basic need in man.
你可以把一切都变卖周济穷人。
You might give everything to support the poor.
却算不得什么。
You gain nothing.
你可能毫无对你毫无益处。
It has no benefit to you.
但如果你只把一杯凉水给信主的这个小子里面的一个喝，你就不能不得赏。
But if you pour just even a small glass of water for the least of the brethren, you will not go unrewarded.
人可以做世界上最大的事，却没有一点点的爱。
If a person does the greatest thing and he has no love.
人可以做世界上最小的事，却满了爱。
Yet another person may do the smallest thing in the world yet have love.
多少时候人盼望做大的事。
Many times we desire to do great things.
做大事做小事不在我们的手中。
Whether we do great things or small things, it is not in.
无论是做大事做小事，我们总是在爱里去行。
Whether we do great or small, if we do it in love.
你只有爱才能够满足人心中的需要。
Only then can you truly satisfy the need in a man's heart.
所以头这三节，他告诉我们爱是何等的伟大。
So in this first three verses in chapter 13, it tells us how great love is.
爱它超过了一切。
Love surpasses all things.
一切和它一比都归成了无有。
All things that are compared to love become nothing.
没有一件人事物能够加增这个爱的伟大。
There is nothing that man can do to increase love.
也没有一件人事物能够减少爱的伟大。
And there's nothing that man can do to diminish love.
爱就是这样的奇妙。
Love is therefore wonderful.
那么后面第四节到第八节这一段。
In following verses from verse 4 to verse 8.
他这里告诉我们说，在生活和侍奉的里面，爱的表现是怎样。
It tells us the expression of love in life and in service.
我们知道哥林多前书十三章乃是神借着保罗给我们的启示。
We know that chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians is the revelation from God to Paul.
当神启示的时候，
when God revealed this to us,
他乃是和十二章、十四章一同来启示的。
It was presented together with chapter 12 and chapter 14.
这三章是连在一起的。
These three chapters are connected together.
它告诉我们说，在身体的侍奉是怎样运行的。
It tells us how the body serves, or
哥林多前书十三章乃是告诉我们说身体运作的律。
Chapter 13 tells us the way the body functions.
身体就是生命的律，爱就是生命的律。
Love is the way of life.
The law of life.
Law of life.
这是非常奇妙的。
It is truly miraculous.
有的时候我们用这张圣经，我们在结婚聚会来使用。
Often we talk about this chapter in a marriage ceremony.
但是当圣灵启示的时候，它不是为了结婚聚会写的。
But when the Holy Spirit revealed this, it was not for the marriage.
当然我们可以来用它一下。
But we can look at this.
但它的目的却不是这样。
But it was not the purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后。
When we are saved.
我们都被放在身体的里面。
We have all been placed in the body.
每一个肢体都必须尽功用。
Every part must do its work.
如果有一个肢体它不能够在那里侍奉，
If a member does not serve and do its part,
我们的这个肢体一定在生命中有了问题。
It means that this member has a problem in its life.
所以有认识主的弟兄这样告诉我们。
So the brothers that know God tells us this.
对每一个在基督身体上的肢体来说，
For each member in the body of Christ,
侍奉是我们的生命。
Service is our life.
如果我们停下我们的侍奉，
If we stop to serve,
如果我们还没有侍奉我们的主，
If we have not yet begun to serve
God, 我们还没有把我们自己的主权交在主的手中，
If we have not given our authority to God,
我们还没有奉献在主的手中，
If we have not offered ourselves to God,
我们这个肢体是很危险的，
Our member is very dangerous,
我们受的亏损是很大的，
We have lost much,
而且整个的身体的亏损都是很大的，
There's a great loss to the body.
有一次我出了一个车祸。
One time I had a car accident.
发现我的脚不再听我使唤了。
I noticed that my leg did not listen to me.
它可以360度的转了。
It can spin 360 degrees.
你知道那个，从此以后我的身体就不能够再自由的运作了。
And from that day on, my body did not function with all the freedom.
整个的身体的那个活动就受了极大的限制。
And the motion of my entire body was restrained.
虽然我们算不得什么。
Even though we're nothing.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后。
But when we are saved.
神把我们摆在这个奇妙的身体的里面。
But God has placed us in this body.
如果我们不把自己奉献给主的话。
If we do not offer ourselves to the Lord.
如果我们不侍奉神的话。
If we do not serve the Lord.
我们这个肢体的生命会影响到整个的身体。
The life of this member.Will affect the life of the entire body.
所以这里面他告诉我们在身体里面那个侍奉的律。
And it tells us here the law of the body.
这里讲了很多的方面。
And it talks many aspects.
我想如果我们一一讲的话，我们根本没有时间。
And I think if we talk about every one of them, we will not have time.
当我在第一次在读这段话语的时候，
When I was looking through this passage,
我发现啊，他写的这些都是一对一对的。
I noticed that they were placed in pairs.
我觉得这是非常奇妙的。
And I thought this was very miraculous.
因为在身体里面，那个最重要的一个律就是平衡。
And we know that one of the greatest, the law of the body is that it must be balanced.
如果一个身体不平衡的话，
Though the body is not balanced,
它没有办法尽功用。
It cannot function.
它没有办法侍奉。
It cannot serve.
所以下面我们就一对对的来看一下。
So let us look at these in pairs.
头一对就是这个爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈和那个爱是不嫉妒，这是一对。
The first pair is love is patient kind and it does not envy.
什么叫爱是恒久忍耐呢？
What does it mean for love to be patient?
在原文就是长期的受苦。
And in another translation it is long suffering.
这里告诉我们说爱的道路不是一条平坦的道路。
Tells us that loveThe way of love is not a smooth way.
因为爱它不是做一件一件一件的事情。
Love is not just to do one thing.
爱乃是去服侍人。
Love is to serve man.
在整个宇宙当中最难服侍的就是人。
In all of the universe, the hardest thing to serve is man.
最难办的就是人。
The hardest thing to do is man.
而爱就是去服侍人。
Yet love is to serve man.
所以爱的道路绝不是一条平坦的道路。
So the way of love is definitely not a smooth way.
有许多的这个误会。
There will be much misunderstandings.
有许多的伤害。
There's a lot of pain.
有许多的抵挡。
There's a lot of rebellion.
有许多的毁谤。
And 毁谤。
Slender.
Oh, yes. There's much criticism.
爱的道路虽然是最奇妙的道路。
Even though the way of the love is the most miraculous way.
但是爱的道路确实。却不是一条平坦的道路。
Yet the way of love is not a smooth way.
而是长期的受苦。
It is long suffering.
而且又有恩慈。
It is kind.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
当神命令我们去爱的时候。
When Lord commands us to love.
他的本意不是让我们去受苦。
His purpose is not for us to suffer.
他乃是让我们进入他的喜乐。
It is for us to enter into His joy. He wants us to enter into the joy of Christ.
一个人哈，如果没有喜乐的话，他没有办法恩慈的。
If a person does not have joy, he cannot give.
所以当我们去爱的时候，
and when we love,
那是最大的喜乐。
That is the greatest joy.
虽然是长期的受苦，
even though it's long suffering,
却有恩慈。
It is kind.
那怎么和后面这个爱是不嫉妒是一对呢？
How is it a pair with it does not envy?
你说嫉妒的人就没有喜乐。
A person who is in envy, he does not have joy.
当别人比自己强的时候。
When someone else is better than you.
当别人这个无论是属灵的还属世的事情比你发达的时候。
If a person is greater than you, whether in spiritual or worldly matters.
我们里面是不是有喜乐？
Do you have joy?
如果我们里面有喜乐,
if you do have joy,
我们活在爱的里面,
then you are living in love.
如果我们里面没有喜乐,
if you do not have joy,
我们知道我们离开了爱,
we know that we have left love.
所以这里面实在是一对,
so this truly is a pair.
他讲到那个喜乐,
it talks about joy.
后面他说爱是不自夸不张狂,
next pair it says love.It does not boast, it is not proud.
什么叫做不自夸呢?
What does it mean to not boast?
这个,如果我遇到了很难的事情,
if I encounter a difficulty,
难到一个地步,我都有点受不了了。
If it's so difficult that I can not bear it anymore,
我的脸面都表现出来了。
You can see it in my face.
但我跟别人说,不难,不难。
But I tell people, oh, it's no big thing.
这是自夸。
This is boasting.
那么,有的时候我们所遇到的没有那么难。
Yet, sometimes we reach a difficulty that's not very big.
其实一点都不难。
In fact, it's really nothing.
但我们盼望别人以为是很难的事。
But we want other people to think that it is something very difficult.
这个叫张狂。
That is to be proud.
爱哈，它不是在那里诉苦。
Love, it does not complain.
爱是很诚实的。
Love is very truthful.
爱是不是在那里显显明自己。
Love does not show itself off.
爱是非常实在的。
Love is very down to earth.
这是爱是不自夸不张狂。
This talks about it does not love does not boast it does not it is not proud.
不做害羞的事和不求自己的益处，这是一对。
It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Those are a pair.
那个不做害羞的事，有一种翻译叫做。不失去礼貌。
One way of translating it is not rude. It means that it does not lose the politeness.
就是不是那么粗心大意。
It is not someone who is very rough.
就对别人呢就很细。
It is very sensitive to other people's needs.
很能体贴别人的这个需要。
Can understand and discern other people's
needs. 那什么叫做不求自己的益处呢？
What is someone who does not seek their own?
就对自己粗一点。
It is someone who is rougher towards himself and not so sensitive to themselves.
所以这个对别人呢细一点。
It means to be sensitive to others.
对自己粗一点。
And not so sensitive to yourself.
如果说对别人粗一点。
If you are very insensitive to other people.
对自己很细。
Yet very sensitive to yourself.
那一定没有活在爱的里面。
Then you definitely have not lived in love.
这个有的时候我们家里来了客人。
When we have guests at our house,
圣经上说你就一味的款待。
You need to treat them with hospitality.
这个客是不嫌礼多的。
There's.
你就细心的照顾他。
Yeah, the guests will never. You need to treat them with hospitality.
说够了，够了。
Even when they say, oh, that's enough, that's enough.
再嫁给他，太太。
You need to give him more.
所以对别人要细一点。
You need to be generous to others.
就是这个爱啊，是不做害羞的事。
So love, it is not rude.
爱是不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
什么叫做不求自己的益处呢？
What does it mean not to be self-seeking?
就是说在侍奉的里面哈，如果我有一项的工作。
If in your ministry you have a service.
我不单单对我自己的工作感兴趣。
You are not only interested in your own service.
我对别人的工作也感兴趣。
But you are also interested in other people's ministry.
不是说对别人的工作总是抱着一种冷淡的兴趣。
It is not just to hold a cold disinterest to other people's work.
如果一件事情到了一个结果的时候。
When something is finished.
说就发现那个原来那个好的建议是你提出来的。
And it is discovered that the good idea was proposed by you.
你愿意不愿意让人家都知道？
Do you want other people to know?
你是不是想说全世界都知道那个建议是我提的？
Don't you want the whole world to know that it is you who came up with the great idea?
不求自己的益处乃是对自己很粗的。
To not be self-seeking is to be very rough on yourself.
说到一个地步，甚至把自己给忘掉。
So insensitive to a point where you forget yourself.
有一次在我们那个在 Dumbo 的剧集里面，有一道菜非常的好吃。
One time in Dumbo, there we had a meal and there was one dish that was very good.
啊，大家说这个菜太好吃了。
Everyone said, "Oh, this is the most delicious dish."
这个菜到底是谁做的？
Who made this dish?
然后他们把那个锅就到处去问。
And they took the pot and they went around and asked everybody.
到底这个菜是谁做的？
Who made this?
我们感到很稀奇。
And we were very puzzled.
我们那个聚会人并不是那么多的。
There aren't that many people in our fellowship.
问了两圈，没有人说那个菜是他做的。
We went through people twice, and no one said they made that dish.
后来我们说好了，等看谁来拿这个锅就知道了。
So we said, okay, let's just wait and see who comes and pick up the pot.
后来有一个姊妹她来拿她的锅。
And in the end, this sister came and picked up the pot.
我们说，哎，你刚才都问过，你怎么都没告诉我们呢？
And we said, well, we asked you earlier if you made this, and why didn't you tell us?
她说我都忘了我做什么菜了。
She said, I've forgotten what I had made.
她对自己很粗的。
And she is very rough on herself.
弟兄姊妹，不求自己的益处。
She is not,
活在爱里的人。
Do not be self-seeking and live in love.
那是一个智慧的人。
That is a person who is full of wisdom.
他是有一个整体观念的。
He has a vision of the whole body.
他知道说一条锁链。
He knows that a whole chain.
说那个锁链的能力哈，不是由那个最坚固的环节决定的。
The strength of a chain is not determined by the strongest link.
一条锁链的能力乃是由这条锁链中最弱的环节决定。
The strength of a chain is determined by its weakest link.
所以在身体的侍奉里面。
So in the service of the body,
不是有人跟我连在一起就好了。
It is not that someone is connected to me and then.
不是有人跟我紧紧的抱在一起就好了。
As long as other people are connected to me,
当身体起来侍奉的时候。
When you rise up to serve,
你发现常常没有力量。
You'll find that you have no strength.
好像一蹬，好像一拉，那个绳子就断掉了。
Seems like someone, give a tug and that chain breaks apart.
一座城池。
A city.
它的坚固的程度是由那个最高大最厚的那种城门来决定呢？
Is the strength of a city wall determined by the strongest wall or gate?
还是由那个最矮最薄的城门来决定呢？
Or is it determined by the lowest and the weakest gate?
假设有一座城池，它这个有的地方高的有50米那么高。
If a city wall is so high, at a point it's so high, it's 50 meters high.
那有的地方只有2米高。
If it's only 2 meters high at other places.
你说这座城池坚固不坚固？
Would you say that this city wall is strong?
但有另外一座的城池。
There are other cities.
最高的可能才只有30米。
Maybe the highest city wall, the point is only 30 meters high.
但是最矮的也有20米。
Yet the lowest point is already 20 meters.
这座城池是一座坚固的城池。
But this city wall is very strong.
神今天如果给了我们一点恩典,
if the Lord has given you a little bit of grace,
他不是说让我们能够长到50米就好了,
it is not so that we can all grow to 50 meters.
他乃是让我们来成全圣徒,
it is so that we can all fulfill each other.
还是要显出一个身体的见证,
and to express a testimony of the body.
所以这实在是一对。
So this truly is a pair.
对别人细一点。对自己粗一点。
To be sensitive to others yet insensitive to yourself.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It is not easily angered. It does not record wrongs.
什么叫不轻易发怒？
What does it mean to not be easily angered?
就是反应不要那么快。
It means do not react so quickly.
所以在雅各书就这样告诉我们。
In James it tells us.
所以你们要快快的听，这个慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
It says be be quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to become angry.
所以一个这个活在爱里的人哈，他是常常能够听的。
A person who lives in love, he can listen.
我发现那个爷爷哈，常常能够听孙子讲话。
The grandfather often can listen to the grandson talk.
我们都没有太多的耐心听他讲话。
Nobody else has a lot of patience to listen to the grandchild.
我觉得太啰嗦了，我觉得我有好多事情要做。
I always feel it's they say so many things, and I have too many things to do.
但我发现那个爷爷哈，可有耐心了。
Yet the grandfather always has a lot of patience.
有的时候那个孙子讲话，有时候还挺那个 offensive， 还有时候还挺就是不大礼貌的。
A lot of times the grandson say things are without that can be offensive.
哎呦，发现那爷爷都笑眯眯的听。
Yet the grandfather listens to them with a big smile.
活在爱里的人啊，常常可以听的。
Person who lives in love can listen.
弟兄姊妹，可能有的时候你觉得一些话很刺耳。
So, many times you might feel that some words may be hurtful.
可能你觉得有些的地方伤到你了。
Maybe sometimes the words have hurt you.
但是你知道，如果你活在爱里面。
But you know that when you live in love,
你可以在这件事里听见神向你所说的话。
You can hear what God is saying to you in these words.
你不会马上去反应的。
You will not immediately react.
所以他后面就接着告诉我们说，不计算人的恶。
And it continues, it says, it keeps no record of wrong.
这实在是一对。
This is a pair.
因为你把神的话听进去了。
If you listen to God's words,
你却把人的软弱过滤掉了。
And you filtered out the weakness of man.
我看爷爷就是这样。
And this is how I see the grandfather.
哎呀，他那个话都听进去了。
He listens to all the words of the child.
那些不礼貌的地方都过滤掉了。
He ignores all the impolite, the offensive things.
所以那个爷爷常常跟我讲，说他还小，他只有两岁。
The grandfather will tell me, she's still young, she's only 2 years old.
不计算人的恶。
Do not keep no records of wrong.
其实爱是不能计算的。
The love does not keep records.
爱一计算就没有了。
If you keep records, there is no more love.
如果有一个人他想交女朋友，
If a person he wants to have a girlfriend,
每一顿饭他都记账，
And he keeps a record of the bill for every meal,
每一次加油都记个账，
Every time he keeps a record of getting the gas,
我看他很难得这个找到太太。
I think it's very difficult for him to find a wife.
弟兄姊妹，一计算爱就没有。
Once you keep a record, there is no more love.
有的时候在家庭里面，你发现非常的稀奇。
Sometimes in a family, you find that it's very amazing.
莫名其妙，两个人就别扭起来了。
For no good reason, these people start to have a conflict.
我从前一直不明白为什么两人会别扭。
And I didn't understand why these people would start having this conflict.
还有主的光。照了我一下。
And the Lord shined his light on me a little bit.
因为有人在那暗暗的计算。
Because somebody there is in secret keeping a record.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们在那里一计算，你发现两个人好像莫名其妙就不能沟通了。
If somebody is in secret keeping a record, you'll find that these two people cannot connect.
你都讲不清为什么。
You cannot
你找不着原因的。
You cannot explain or find a reason.
但是神知道，在我们内心深处，我们在那暗暗的计算。
And the Lord knows that in the depths of our heart, we are keeping a record.
当我们在那里计算的时候，爱立刻就没有了。
When we start to keep this record, love immediately is disappears.
所以爱是不计算。
So love keeps no record of wrongs.
你别说计算人的恶。
not only does it keep no record of wrongs,
你计算什么，马上那个爱就没有了。
If you keep a record of anything, it is gone.
后面他说不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理和凡事包容，这是一对。
Does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. This is a pair.
爱哈是不能落在不义里面的。
Love cannot fall into evil.
爱是为了真理的缘故。
Love is for the truth.
我们知道保罗他是活在爱里的一个人。
We know that Paul lives in love.
当他看见彼得在那里偏离福音真理的时候
when he saw Peter had left the gospel
圣经说是当面就抵挡他
when he had deviated from the gospel
说连一刻的功夫都不容的
he immediately confronted him without delay
弟兄姊妹爱哈并不等于不得罪人
love does not mean it does not offend people
有的时候我们有一种错误的观念
Sometimes we have this misconception.
我说一个人如果他真的活在爱里面
If a person he lives in love,
他就不伤人
He will not hurt anyone.
不一定
That's not true.
一个人哈，如果谁都不得罪
If a person he does not offend anyone,
哦，全天下的人都说他不得罪人
If everyone in the world says he didn't, had not offended him,
这样的人，我想他难，很难不得罪神
It is very difficult for this person not to offend God.
如果一个人他凡事都敬畏神
If in a person he in all things fears God
他每一件事都怕得罪神
He fears to offend God in everything
这样的人他很难免不得罪人
It is very difficult for him not to offend man
所以弟兄姊妹爱并不等于说不得罪人
Love does not mean that you do not offend people
爱是不能容罪的
Love cannot accept evil
一点点的不义都不能容的
it cannot accept sin
连一刻的功夫都不能容的
it cannot accept it for even a moment
因为光明与黑暗是没有交通的
because there is no fellowship between light and darkness
所以这是讲到爱啊是不喜欢不义
so it says here love does not rejoice
他只喜欢真理
in evil but it rejoices with the truth
那么这个是一点都不容的
So it does not accept evil at all.
那么后面呢就跟正好相对。
So the following verse is completely opposite.
他说凡事包容。
It always protects.
在原文这个包容的意思就是房顶。
In the original language, protects it means the roof.
就是遮盖。
It means to cover.
总是遮盖人的软弱。
It means to cover the weakness of man.
爱啊，就总是在包着人的软弱。
Love always covers the weaknesses of others.
不去揭穿人的隐情。
It is not to show off the other people's weakness.
所以你知道，在夫妻两个人在吵架的时候，千万不要去揭穿人的隐情。
And when the husband and wife are arguing, do not go and expose other people's weakness.
那是非常伤害感情的。
And that can hurt.
你就是那个意思。
That is your that is your purpose.
我已经把你看透了。
I can see through you.
弟兄姊妹，爱是凡事包容。
Love, covers over all things.
如果有人真的得罪了我们
，If a person truly offended you,
实在你看见有的人他偏离了主的正路
，You might see someone had deviated from God's truth.
我们要学习单独的和他去谈。
We need to learn to speak to this person one-on-one.
我们需要遮盖我们弟兄的软弱。
We need to cover over his weakness.
我们要遮盖我弟兄的这样的错误。
We need to cover his mistakes.
不是到许多人的面前去讲他的坏话。
It is not to go behind his back and talk about his weaknesses with others. We need to cover over him.
你知道这个活在爱里的人哈。
We know that a person who lives in love,
有的事先就包容了。
He already
明明知道有软弱会发生的。
He already accepts. He knows that there is going to be weaknesses.
所以他提前就包容起来。
So beforehand, he's already covered others over other people.
到我们家吃饭的那些姊妹们。
So I know that the sisters that come and eat at my house.
他们这个都包容他们的孩子。
They already cover over their children.
你知道小孩吃饭是很容易撒出来的。
We know that children often make spills.
他们拿那个碗都是最不容易撒的碗。
they give him the bowls that are the least likely to make a mess.
那个勺子啊，都是那个他们孩子最喜欢用的那种那种形状。
Even the spoons, they are the spoons that are well suited for their children.
哎呀，他提前就包容了。
So love has already accepted.
如果今天我们来到聚会，我们早了一点。
If today we come to the meeting and we are a little bit early,
你当然要坐在前面。
You want to sit in the front.
因为你要包容还有晚的弟兄姊妹。
Because you want to cover over the brothers and sisters who come a little bit later.
如果我们都坐在后面。
If we all sit in the back.
他来晚了。
When he comes late.
他本来就很难过了。
He's already a little bit embarrassed.
他还要在众人面前走到前排去。
He has to walk in front of everyone to sit in the front.
弟兄姊妹，爱是凡事包容。
Love covers over all things.
我们都喜欢被人家包容。
We like to be covered by other people.
我们需要彼此包容。
We need to accept each other.
那后面他说凡事相信，凡事盼望。
It says, always trust, always hopes.
什么叫凡事相信？
What does it mean to always trust?
凡事相信，就你总相信弟兄好的一面。
It means that you always believe in the goodness of others.
就算有了软弱。
Even if they have weaknesses.
你就替他解释。
You explain it for him.
有一个律师曾经这样为人家辩那个辩护。
A lawyer once defended a person this way.
说有一次啊，有一座这个有一艘船呢，是崭新的船。
He said there was this boat that was brand new.
那么从航海回来以后
，When it came back from the ocean，
它那个桅杆断掉了。
The mast pole broke。
那个船帮子破掉了。
The hull was broken.
船板也烂掉了。
The deck was rotten.
整个船就差不多快散架了。
The whole ship was about to fall apart.
说你这个时候可能要定罪那个船长。
You may want to condemn the captain of the ship.
因为他没有好好照顾这艘船。
Because he did not take care of this boat.
他说你在你责备这个船长之前。
It says before you condemn this captain.
你先要问一件事。
You need to ask one question.
你要问问说这艘船它是绕了地球一圈才回来呢，还是它到了附近一个小岛就才绕回来了？
You need to ask whether this boat had whether it had gone around the whole earth or only went through around a whole small island and came back.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们看见船破。
Sometimes when we see the boat and it is broken,
我们就开始指责了。
And we start to accuse.
我们的船怎么破成这个样子？
Says, why is our boat so broken?
但我们却不晓得它绕了地球一圈才回来的。
We didn't realize that the boat had gone around the whole earth.
它能回来已经很不错了。
It is amazing that it's even able to return.
弟兄姊妹，爱是凡事相信。
Love always trusts.
你总是相信你弟兄是好的。
You always trust that your brother is good.
你总是替他去解释的。
You always defend him.
他有这个软弱，他一定有原因的。
There must be a reason for his weakness.
后面说凡事盼望。
Says it always hopes.
有的时候实在是错了。
Sometimes your brother is wrong.
啊，实在是错了。
He is wrong.
实在让你很难过了。
He's done something that caused you to be very sad.
你要盼望。
But you hope.
盼望。
You hope.
一个人绝望的时候有一个表现。
When a person is hopeless, he behaves in a certain way.
就他要离开。
He wants to leave.
当一个人对这个世界完全绝望的时候。
When a person has lost complete hope in this world, he
他就要离开这个世界。
He wants to leave this world.
如果一个丈夫对妻子绝望的时候。
If a husband has lost all hope for his wife,
他要离开这个妻子。
He will leave this wife.
弟兄姊妹，离开对爱是最大的伤害。
Leaving is the greatest, it damages love the most.
我们不能够离开。
We cannot leave.
我们要凡事盼望。
We need to hope.
我们知道神是盼望的神。
We know that our God is a God of hope.
每一个家庭都有盼望。
Every family, there is hope.
每个聚集都有盼望。
There is a hope for every meeting.
弟兄姊妹，爱是凡事相信，爱是凡事盼望。
Love always trusts, it always hopes.
后面他说，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
It always perseveres, love never fails.
这里说的忍耐跟前面说的这个恒久忍耐是不一样的词。
This persevere is not the same as being patient.
这个 endurance 是这个忍耐。
This love is endurance.
什么是忍耐呢？
What is persevere?
忍耐就是不急于求成。
It is it doesn't matter no matter what it doesn't give up.
当我们的主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was on this earth,
十二个门徒
，He had 12 disciples.
看了他多少的神迹
，Saw so many miraculous signs.
听了多少天国的道理
，Heard so many sermons about the kingdom of God.
到了十字架底下的时候
，But before the cross,
有几个明白神旨意的？
How many of them understood God's commands? How many were able to follow the Lord? Our Lord was not, did not worry at all. He did not give up. He was not rash, and we need to be very careful about this. Sometimes we think that if we share, there should be a result right away.
看见那个改变
we want to see the changes once we serve.
就有时候那个人的那个灵就那个急躁的灵就出来了
And a rash or a rush spirit comes out.
那个灵是很伤人的
And this spirit hurts people.
爱是不急于求成的
Love is it is not rash.
它是凡事忍耐的
It always perseveres.
那么它是和这个永不止息是对的
And it is a pair with never love never fails.
那我在这等吧。
So you say, well, since love is persevere, I'll just wait.
那我就睡大觉等着好了。
I'll just take a nap and wait for it.
反正凡事忍耐嘛。
I just need to persevere, right?
但是爱是永不止息。
Yet love never fails.
爱是百折不挠的。
It does not end. It never gives up.
爱它是一直往前去的。
Love it continues on.
它一直的扩展。
It continues to expand.
有首诗歌告诉我们说，爱要到哪里停止呢
？A hymn tells us where does this love end?
爱乃是忘记背后，努力面前。
Love forgets about the past and.
他不以为自己已经得着了。
It does not consider it.
他乃是向着标杆直跑。
It races towards the goal.
爱是永不止息。
Love never ends.
所以这是这个爱的这个表现。
So this is the expression of love.
这是在身体里运作的律。
This is the law of the body.
所以你看，总是一对一对的。
And you can see that it is in pairs.
它是那样的平衡。
It is well balanced.
那样的美丽。
It is that beautiful.
当身体这样一同来侍奉的时候
，When the body serves or functions in this way,
就会显出那个能力来。
It will express the power of God.
那么第八节的后面一直到末了。
Verse 8 to the end.
我想我们没有时间讲。
We don't have much time to talk about this.
提一下。
We'll just mention it.
这里面告诉我们说，爱，我们怎样才能够在爱里面有学习
？It tells us how we can learn in love.
我们怎样在爱里面能够成长
？How can we grow in love?
你不能够像先知讲道一样。
It is not to like it's not prophesying.
能得到一点启示就可以了。
That you receive a little revelation and then it's good.
也不能够像说方言一样。
It is not like speaking in tongues.
在主面求个恩赐就可以了。
That you can just ask for a gift.
更不能像知识一样在那里学习和模仿。
It's not definitely not like knowledge. It's not something that you can learn and imitate.
这里告诉我们，爱乃是生命。
It tells us here that love is life.
你有多少生命，就有多少爱的表现。
How much love life you have depend will determine how much love you have.
是孩童的时候就有孩童的表现。
When you are a child, you will behave like a child.
是大人就有大人的表现。
When you are a man, you behave like a man.
所以我们要追求生命的长进。
So we need to pursue after the growth of life.
在这里我们要特别强调一点。
One thing I want to emphasize here.
虽然我生命还没有那么大。
Maybe if my life is still not mature.
虽然我生命只有好像五岁的年龄。
Maybe I'm only like a five-year-old.
但五岁有五岁爱的表现。
But five-year-old has a five-year-old expression of love.
我们的生命必须是刚强的。
Our life must be strong.
虽然是五岁的生命。
Even if it's life of a five-year-old.
但是五岁的生命必须是刚强的。
But the life of a five-year-old must be strong.
只有刚强的生命才能够表现出爱的生命来。
Only the strong life can express.Love.
那我们怎么样能够有刚强的生命
？How can we have the strong life？
在提摩太前书第一章第五节那里就告诉我们。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 tells us.
爱呀，是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心生出来的。
Tells us love comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
这里告诉我们说，一个刚强的生命它有三个方面。
Tells us there are a strong life has three aspects.
头一个就是这个无伪的这个清洁的心。
The first thing is it has a pure heart.
清洁的心就是单纯的心。
A pure heart is a simple heart.
纯到一个地步都透明了。
It is so pure to a point that it is transparent.
那我们哪有这种透明的心呢？
Do you have, how can we have this transparent heart?
那么我们只好来到主的面前。
We can only come before the Lord.
我们读主的话语。
We read God's words.
希伯来书第三章特别告诉我们。
Hebrews 3 tells us.
主的话好像两刃的利剑一样。
Since the word of the Lord is like a double-edged sword.
它能够刺入破开的。
It can penetrate.
它把一切都赤露敞开的。
It exposes everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们需要好好的读圣经。
We know that we need to read the Bible.
但当我们读圣经的时候。
But when we read the Bible.
我们不能够为别人而读。
We cannot read it for other people.
我们求主让他的话刺到我们里面去。
We pray that the word of the Lord will penetrate inside of us.
每天早晨我们来到主面前的时候。
When we come before the Lord each morning.
我们求主让他的话真的像两刃的利剑一样进到我们里面。
We pray that the word of God will be like, truly like,
显明我们的心思和意念。
Truly like a double-edged sword that penetrates inside.
如果这一年下来，我们每一天都是这样来读圣经。
And it judges our thoughts and our attitudes. And if we do this for every day of this year,
我们里面真的要被主炼净。
We will be refined within.
我们发现我们真的里面就会有爱。
And we will find that we have love.
后面他说到这个无愧的良心。
It says a good conscience. The next.
当我这次想到无愧良心的时候。
When I think about a good conscience.
我想到在我读书的时候看到有一个停车场。
I remember when I was studying and there was a parking lot.
它那个停车场啊，当你出来的时候，它有那个钢尺啊在那挡着。
There in the entrance of the parking lot there are tire spikes.
对，它那个如果你是顺着它呢，它就压下去，你就可以出来，一点都不会伤到你。
If you go in the right direction, the tire spikes will retract and you won't it won't hurt you at all.
如果你逆着它的方向走，它那个钢尺就会把你的轮胎扎破。
If you go in the wrong direction, the tire spikes will puncture your tires.
所以它靠着这个呢，就让大家出入都可以付那个停车费。
It was the purpose of it was so that people would pay the parking fee.
后来我发现有的人就拿块板。
So later on, I realized that some people brought a board.
那个钢尺一压
，They put the board over the tire spikes，
就直接开进去了
，And they just drive right in。
弟兄姊妹，我们对付良心不能这样对付。
We cannot treat our conscience this way。
很多的时候，我们有一块板。
Many times we have this board。
我们把良心的感觉压下去。
We push down the good conscience。
你看这里面前面十三章第一节到第三节这里。
Chapter 13, verse 1, 2, 3.
你发现这里面其实每一样你都可以把它作为一个板。
For each thing, you can call it a board.
有时候觉得我们有先知讲道之能了。
We have the gift of the tongues of the men.
我有奉献了。
I have given everything.
我有好的行为了。
I have done everything right.
这点感觉把它压下去吧。
Let me press down these feelings.
所以我们常常用板子把我们的良心的感觉压下去。
Often we use these boards to push down the feelings of our conscience.
让我们的良心常常是一个有愧的良心。
So that our conscience is no longer a good conscience.
圣经告诉我们，有愧的良心把信心都漏掉了。
It says a poor conscience, you lose faith through it.
那是生发仁爱的信心呢。
It is the faith that caused man to love.
如果把生发仁爱心都漏掉了，我们怎么会有爱？
If you leak out all this faith, how can you have any love?
所以无愧的良心是什么呢？
What is a good conscience?
不是把那个钢尺都压下去。
It is not to push down these tire spikes.
乃是把那些钢尺磨得很锋利。
It is to sharpen these tire spikes.
一个好的良心是感觉非常敏锐的。
A good conscience is very sensitive.
有好的良心，这个人一定顺着神的旨意行的。
A good conscience, a person will follow God's ways.
他是蒙福的。
He is blessed.
所以这里面说，要有无愧的良心。
It says here we need to have a good conscience.
最后他说是无伪的信心。
And finally, it talks about a sincere hope.
这个信心乃是建立在主话语的上面。
The sincere faith is established in the word of God.
不是建立在人的感觉的上面。
It is not established on the
feelings. 感觉都是。 都是虚伪的信心。
All the feelings are false.
只有在神的应许上的信心才是无伪的信心。
Only the faith that is established in God's words are sincere.
我想这方面大家都已经知道很多。
I think that you all understand this already.
我只提两个例子。
I just want to give two examples.
圣经上说，夫妻二人成为一体。
The Bible says.